and the day I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life with him, I've always said, I never wanted him to not be doing this. So this is more than worth it. Kevin's been through a lot with golf the last year in particular. You know, he went from playing strictly pro to taking a 9-to-5 job when our house flooded from a hurricane and we needed just a little more steady income.
Welcome back to Any Given Monday, a bonus episode. Chelsea Owen, wife of Kevin Owen, who just Monday qualified for the Valspar Championship, is our guest, along with Kevin's mom, Lisa, the last couple minutes. And we talked to both of them about Kevin Monday qualifying for his first ever PGA Tour event, 12 years after turning pro. Kevin is a mini tour legend down in Florida, has won 30 or 40 multi-day events in the Florida area, has won countless single day, has supported himself through mini tours for a long time. But behind the scenes, there's always family that supports these players. Chelsea's no different. She's a teacher. And then in 2022, their house flooded from a hurricane. And for the first time ever, Kevin had to get a full-time job. So he's worked in a pro shop, 9-to-5, 40 hours a week, and on the side plays as much as he can on the weeks that he has an event, works a little bit less, but it's just a mini tour grinder, a legend. And we talked to him, to talk to Chelsea and Lisa about the moment they found out and what this all means to them. It is a perfect look into the behind the scenes and the people behind these players. It's just a really awesome 8 or 9 minute interview. And I think it's worth your time. So without further ado, a bonus Any Given Monday with Chelsea Owen and his mom, Lisa. Chelsea, your husband just Monday qualified for his first PGA Tour event 12 years after turning pro. What are you feeling?
Just so overwhelmed. Literally, the first thing I told his mom was, I can't imagine how she feels because I've only been doing this for 7 years and she's been doing it for Kevin's whole life waiting for this one moment. And I just can't even, I don't know, I can't wrap my head around how he's feeling, how they're feeling. This is definitely a family victory. This family's very invested in Kevin and always has been. And I don't know. It's just so exciting. We're just genuinely so happy for him. And I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night and I don't think any of us are going to be able to sleep. We definitely weren't going to be able to sleep if we didn't know tonight that he made it through. I was on the phone with his sister at 7 o'clock talking about the 30 guys that needed to finish tomorrow. And it was like a live countdown as the guys just dropped one at a time in the family chat, just numbers being sent, getting less and less and less until I was driving to his mom's house and the number one got sent in the group chat. And as I'm turning down the street, you can just hear his sister coming from her house down screaming, his mom screaming. I mean, the whole neighborhood probably thinks that we've all lost our minds because we just couldn't contain our excitement for him.
When he called you, Chelsea, what was that conversation like?
It's genuinely the happiest and the most excited I think I've heard Kevin be about golf since we've been together. Kevin's not one to waver in what he wants, and he's always, you know, he's never doubted himself. I've never felt like he was going to give up on this, but I've also never heard this genuine excitement that I heard in his voice tonight when he called me to tell me, you know, that it was it. And when I called him, when we knew for sure that it was it, was a sound I've never heard in his voice. And I was just so excited for him because I know he has been working really hard for this.
Chelsea, there's always people behind the Monday qualifiers who sacrifice. I know his mother, yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have struggled further financially to make things work, and pro golf is super expensive.
Yeah.
Does this kind of make it worth those struggles, kind of worth it?
Oh, absolutely. From the day that I realized what golf meant to Kevin, and the day I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life with him, I've always said I never wanted him to not be doing this. So this is more than worth it. Kevin's been through a lot with golf the last year in particular. You know, he went from playing strictly pro to taking a 9-to-5 job when our house flooded from a hurricane and we needed just a little more steady income. You know, I didn't have to ask him to do that. He just stepped up and did it, even though he probably really didn't want to. I don't think that's his first 9-to-5 job probably since he was a teenager. And, but even then he's still, when he's not working, he's taking off work to play events. So it's worth every moment. It's worth not having him home a lot. It's worth, you know, traveling. It's worth everything. He has, when I say his web of support is large, it goes far beyond his parents, his sisters, grandma. There's, you know, college friends that still support him. There's local, he lives in a small beach town where he gets written about in the newspaper and everybody knows and pays attention and wants to know how he's doing. He has friends that support him with clubs and supplies, things that, you know, he wouldn't be able to continue playing professionally if he didn't have that kind of support. And he just has an unbelievable web of support from all of these people. It goes much further than myself and much further past to even his family.
What was the moment when you saw his mother, Chelsea? What was kind of that moment like?
A big hug and a big embrace. Thankfully, I only jumped on his sister because I might have knocked his mom down. But just a lot of screaming, a lot of screaming. Everybody's very excited. And I mean, just still a little bit in shock. And it's fantastic that his dad was able to be with him today and see that. He goes to a lot of his tournaments with him. And I know he was excited that it worked out that he wasn't supposed to be going with him today, but fate definitely put him there. He needed to be there today.
What is it going to be like to watch your husband play a PGA Tour event?
Unbelievable. I told my principal this morning, I said, I don't want to get into the details because I don't want to jinx it, but I probably need Thursday off and you're just going to have to be okay with it because there's no chance that any of us would miss this. You know, myself, his mom, and his sister are all teachers and we are not quick to take time off, but Thursday and Friday will definitely be time off days and you wouldn't find us anywhere else but at the Valspar event.
Are you going to sleep tonight, Chelsea?
No. No. Absolutely not. I don't think Kevin's home for another hour. And then after that, it's another round of celebrating. I don't think any of us are going to be able to sleep tonight.
Is his mom there?
She is.
Yeah, bring her in.
Yeah, oh, come God. On over. This is Lisa.
Hey, how you
Lisa,
doing?
Lisa, how are you?
I'm
we
great.
Don't know. You don't know me, but I know Kevin. Like Kevin and I have been... I mean, Kevin's been great to me, so.
Oh, we know you. Yep. We've heard a lot about you.
Yep, Kevin talks about you. Monday Q.
Lisa.
Monday Q.
We don't know
Lisa,
your name.
Tell, it's Monday Q. Yeah, right.
All right, yeah.
Lisa, tell me the moment you found out that Kevin was in.
I don't know. I was talking to Chelsea, and I'm like, Chelsea, I'm going to drive over there and hug you. And then she's like, I'll just come over there, and I'm starting to cry. So, I don't talk as well as Chelsea either. I'm just so excited. He's a great kid, and I'm looking forward to watching him play.
There's a lot of struggles in pro golf. You know that better than even I do. Even though I talked to him, you've been through them all with Kevin. Does this kind of make it all those struggles worth it, Lisa?
Absolutely, absolutely. He loves the game. Loves the game, and this is so great that he is in this tournament. I'm doing the crying for that you wanted from Chels. Yeah.
What was the phone call like? Have you talked to him yet?
Yeah, Chelsea was talking to him when she pulled up. So when Kelly came, and we kind of live all in the same spot, right on the golf course in New Smyrna. Yeah. We're like, yeah, Kevin, and we're yelling, and it was great. It was cute. I can't wait to see him.
Can you, is it hard to imagine what Thursday's going to be like?
Yeah, probably. We've followed him on that course before. He's played the course a few times in different tournaments. But yeah, I think I'm going to be super nervous. I hate that.
I think you're probably the same as me, where like you've watched so many golf tournaments, PGA events, where you've thought like, wow, one day it would be so cool to see Kevin out here.
Totally.
And you know in your heart of hearts it's going to happen, but I can't even imagine what it's actually going to feel like to finally get to see that happen.
True. That's well said, Chels.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah, and part of that web that I talked about.
Yeah.
You're in that web. You're part of that. You're a huge part of that.
I love it. We're going to try to raise some money for Kevin to see if we can get his hotel covered. So
nice.
These are expensive weeks, unfortunately.
Okay. And it's worth it.